The next patient is Mr. Bradley Hughes. The last name is H-U-G-H-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, that has remained stable. The patient has several comorbidities that include psoriasis, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia. All these are contributory factors for nephrosclerosis. The serum creatinine that was reported on December the 30th of 2023 is 1.6 with a BUN of 20 with an estimated GFR of 45. Unfortunately, I don't have the your analysis of the protein creatinine ratio. And I'm asking the patient to please do the urine in order for us to be able to complete the evaluation. Number two, the patient has atrial fibrillation that is treated with the Xarelto. It's followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, on regular basis. At the time of the examination, there was no evidence of atrial fibrillation. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C, the latest one that he had was between 6 and 7% at Dr. Saint Flair, S-A-I-N-T, Flair, F-L-E-U-R. Following number, arterial hypertension. The patient continues to be in the same body weight, that is 239 pounds with a BMI of 33. Weight loss is recommended. Plant-based diet in this particular case is recommended. And he has to avoid the industrial production of food in order to be able to fight inflammation, period. The patient, following number, the patient has psoriasis that is evaluated and treated by Dr. Chatta, C-H-A-T-T-A. We're going to reevaluate the case in 5 months. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 7 minutes.